We are now recording. We forgot to start recording from the beginning of the class, but at least we can catch up that Allah is swearing by ABC or by letters of, okay, that Prophet, and swearing by the wise Quran that Prophet Muhammad is indeed one of the messengers. And he is walking on straight path. Crooked path is, do we have one crooked path or multiple? Multiple. So the straight path is P-A-E-S at the end, right? Paths? Paths. Okay. So we have paths. We have one straight path. And many, many crooked path. In Surah Al-Fatiha, you say to Allah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. You say what? اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Take notes. You say what? اهدنا what? اهدنا what? الصراط المستقيم. So you're asking Allah to guide you to the straight path. Alright? And then Allah further talks about Quran. Now Allah is going to switch to the wise Quran and say, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. So, تنزيل تنزيل العزيز Who wasn't tested here?
What?
Tested Quran?
I haven't tested.
Like the homework?
He's not supposed to be here.
So did you memorize Yasin or Quran al-Hakim?
Uh-huh.
Yasin or Quran al-Hakim?
And I sent you I emailed you the meaning. And that was the homework,
he
right?
No, the homework is to answer the points.
No, I didn't.
What?
Yeah, that was
the points.
He's not supposed
what?
To be here.
Yeah, I am.
Just a second. Did you memorize the two ayahs?
Yeah.
Say Yasin. So you were tested.
Oh, that's
this
test.
Morning. This the beginning.
I did. It's a paper.
Yeah, paper. This is. I wanted you to say that. How about you?
Oh yeah, I did.
You did? Okay. All right. So here, because it brings justice to the people, so they don't like it. So Allah saying He is truly a prophet. Yes. Email it to me when you get back on it.
Okay.
You typed it on the email, right?
She wrote it. No, I wrote it on paper.
Then you have two choices. Either take a picture of the thing or scan it and send it to me by email.
Okay.
Or
type it
on the email.
Okay.
So whatever you want to do. So, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. No, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. Now, okay, Allah is saying that this wise Quran came from Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim, the most mighty, the most forgiving. Now, why Allah is saying that, is using these two names in particular to describe the Quran, that the Quran was sent down? Any ideas? Aziz means most might. Right? Ar-Rahim means the most merciful. Okay. Do you see kind of Allah, when Allah says Al-Aziz Al-Rahim, that He has Izzah, okay, but He's forgiving. He has might, but He's what? Forgiving. Because what happens to you if you know that you have a king And this king is might, like Aziz, that is mighty, but is not forgiving. Then you're doomed, right? Because you make a mistake, he will crush you. He will destroy you. Okay? So Allah doesn't want to do that. Allah doesn't want to do that. Can you put that away? Allah doesn't want to do that. So Allah is Rahim. So anytime you make a mistake, Allah forgives you. Got it? Okay. Now you are a messenger and the Quran is true. So Allah is saying, you are a messenger. Plus, the Quran is true. It's true, wise book. Then equals what? Equals that what's your job? Why Allah is doing this? Allah wants you to warn the people. Warn the people. What does warn the people mean? Warn the people means give warning to the people. So warning from what? Go ahead.
Tell them like about Islam and how it's their religion. Please warning them, or else they'll go ahead.
Exactly. You warn them that if they reject them, that I am a messenger, or reject that the Quran is a true, wise book. If you reject any of that, and you don't want to walk on the straight path, then you are going to end up in hellfire. So that is the warning. Got it? It's like, hey, you are going to get into the hellfire because of your acts. All right? Now, Allah is saying, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ. Their parents or their ancestors, okay, they were never, their parents, their grandparents, their ancestors, they were never warned. They were never what? Warned. So they lived and died without a messenger telling them, without a messenger telling them that you have to believe in order to go to heaven. Got it? So this way, in the day of judgment, Allah brings the messenger and he says, Ya Muhammad, did you teach the Muslim people Islam? Prophet Muhammad will say, yes, Ya Allah. Now, Allah is asking a question. To learn the answer or to make others hear and learn the answer? If Allah is asking a question, then he's asking the question. So he learned the answer? He wants to know the answer? Or because he wants you to know the answer?
He wants to know the answer.
Exactly. He wants you to hear the answer. Got it? So when Allah... asking Prophet Musa, and he says, what is in your right hand, Musa? You know what was in his right hand? The stick. Right? The stick that he used to split the ocean with. Yeah, the stick. So Allah's telling him, what's in your right hand? He said, it's the stick. Now, does it take a genius to figure out it's a stick? No. But Allah wants us to know. So Allah wants Prophet Musa to tell us, tell anybody who reads Quran or hear the story, that he is having a stick, a normal stick. A normal what? Stick. Then Allah tells him, throw it. When he threw it, okay, it turned into a snake. So now people know that it was a normal stick and it turned into a snake. You understand? So Allah is asking questions so others can hear the answer. Others can what? Hear the answer. Keep that in mind. It's not that because he knows everything. So, but because others can hear the answer. So in the day of judgment, Allah is going to take those people and say, okay, did you get a warner, somebody to warn you that you're going in the wrong path? They say, yes. Then Allah said, and what you have done How was your response? But my response was that I denied the message, so I ended up here in hellfire. Got it? So then Ghafilun. From a few minutes. Ghafilun. What is the word Ghafilun means? The word Ghafilun means they are not taking Islam seriously. You got it? They are not taking the day of judgment or death seriously. You tell them you're going to die, say, yeah, yeah, I know. I'm too young, though. Oh, I hate to hear that. You got it? He's not taking death and the day of judgment seriously. And he's not taking Islam seriously. Why don't you pray? Pray when I'm 60. Too young. You know that people can get sudden death? In 5 seconds, they will be dead in a car accident? Yeah. I mean, that's normal. We hear about people who die in car accidents, right? Yeah. Somebody who doesn't pray and says, okay, I'm going to wait until I'm old and then start praying. Guess what? You could run in a car accident where you die in 5 seconds and you don't have time to repent. Yeah. Okay. Now, Allah rejected the repentance of a guy. Who is he?
What is it called? If you're young, then you die, you still go to heaven.
Yes. Like from the boys, like for the boys who go to heaven, the maximum till puberty, until you start getting mustache and beard, starting to turn from a young Muslim child into a young Muslim adult.
Why is that?
Before you're adult, Allah does not account you. Does not account you. Your sins will go to the records of your parents. And your good deeds will go to your record and the records of your parents. So your parents are the one who get the blessings. You and the parents get the blessings, and the parent gets the wrongdoing because they are supposed to stop you from doing it. So here we go. Back into warning the people. So Allah is going to, in the grave, you're asking about who is your God. Okay? And you're asking also, who is the man that was sent to you? Right? And they ask you, what's the message? You say, it's supposed to say, Allah, Muhammad, and Quran. And I'm sorry, and Islam. You got it? So, ghafilun means is not taking Islam seriously. Not taking... Islam. Day of Judgment. If you see a spelling mistake, correct me please. And death seriously. You were not taking them seriously. The students to write sheet of their grades and emails, so I'll take that. So, not taking Islam Day of Judgment and death seriously. I will figure out from the attendance. So, you're not taking them seriously. And this is a problem, by the way. You talk to a person who is in a state of ghafla, and then you tell him, you are in trouble. He says, I told you I'm in trouble. He says, you have to take Islam seriously. I'm taking Islam seriously. Okay, and then He says, but I don't pray. Excuse me. I take Islam seriously, but I don't fast. Excuse me. I take Islam seriously, but I sell liquor. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? I take Islam seriously, but I date. Excuse me. You know? All these allegations are nonsense, nonsensical allegations. You got it? So now, the repentance of the person who is not a Muslim is easier than the person to, is easier than waking up a person who is not taking Islam, Day of Judgment, Allah, Quran, seriously. Why? Because they tell you, we're doing fine. Tell them no. I say, no, we're doing fine. Are you God to judge me? No, I'm not God to judge you. I'm just trying to remind you because I love you. Well, if I don't love you, I wouldn't remind you. Right? So now, let's talk about Ar-Rahim. Rahim means what? Means he gives benefit, mercy and benefit to everyone. He gives benefit and mercy to everyone regardless if he is a good guy or a bad guy. Right? So you can see a bad guy ruling, for example. Okay. Allah doesn't cut his provisions. Allah still supplies him with air, money, food, power. Okay? And you can see a bad guy. You can see a good guy that Allah didn't make, made poor. Allah made what? Poor. How do you explain that? That you can see good people poor and bad people rich. Because Allah is a Rahim. He supplies for everybody. If you're bad, He will still supply to you. And where? This life, right? In the next life, Allah is Rahman. So, what do we mean by Rahman? What's the difference between Rahman and Rahim? Who knows the answer? When you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what is the answer? What is the meaning of Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? What's the meaning of Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and what is the difference between them? I put them online.
If you don't take the notes,
you should take notes and compare them with the one online. But if you missed anything, you get it from line. From online. Okay. So now, let's say, what is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Anybody? Any clue? You see, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Do you know the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Do you? We don't. Why? Because we need to learn it now. So now I can teach you what is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim and keep it in your mind. So, names of Allah. Names of Allah include, among the names of Allah, we have Ar-Rahman and we have Ar-Rahim. What's the difference between them? Okay, Ar-Rahim means he gives benefits. He gives benefits. He gives benefits. to those who deserve it, and the ones who don't deserve. So you got it? Okay. And this happens in this life. So Rahim means he gives benefits to the good guys and to the bad guys. You got it? Go ahead. Which one? Oh, it needs an E, right? You got it? So benefits, Allah gives both good guys and bad guys benefits. Allah does not discriminate. Okay? In this life. Okay? So that is the meaning of Rahman, Rahim. Okay, got that? Very clear? So a king could be a bad guy, could be a pharaoh, and Allah will still supply benefits to him. Now, can you tell me why Allah wouldn't cut the benefits on the bad guys? Any thought? Why doesn't Allah just cut the benefits on the bad guys? Like, cut the air, cut the food, cut the water? Because they will be forced to be good guys, right? Like when I say, okay, if you're a bad guy, I'm going to take away your air, your water, and your food. So this would force me to be a good guy. If Allah would force us to be good guys, then do we have free choice? No. Remember that Allah gave us what? Allah gave us what?
A brain.
Free choice. Gave us a brain, but He gave us free choice in relation to what I'm talking about. Allah gave us free choice. Allah gave us what?
Free
choice. To choose between right and wrong. And we get to decide which one do we want, right or wrong. You got that? So, if Allah will punish the bad guys, then He's forcing them to be good guys. By forcing them to be good guys, then they don't have a free will. You got it? You understand?
Yes.
So, because there is a free will, Allah does not want, okay, to cut the benefits from the bad guys. Otherwise, if He does that, they will be forced to become good guys, and then there will be no test anymore. Who can say what I just said? Huh?
You said that because you said
go ahead.
Okay, because you said that if Allah makes them be good people, he gave us a brain to choose. So basically, we're not angels, because angels, like, they have to be good, but we have free choice, so we can do good and bad.
And if Allah cuts our benefits, then if we are bad guys, and Allah cuts our benefit, then Allah's
forced to be
good guys, and we lose our free choice. Yeah. Go ahead.
If He only gives us one choice and us to be good, then there's no point of having a dear.
Exactly. Takbir, mashallah. Takbir. She said, she made it very simply and easy. So she said, well, if He's going to force the bad guys to be good guys, then there's no free choice anymore. Okay. Those guys don't have the freedom to decide where they want to go, hellfire or Jannah. Then there will be no use for the day of judgment. He will judge us about what? If He's forcing us to be all good. Or the same kind, if He forces us to be all bad. You know how Allah what will make everybody on earth bad? If Allah makes believers poor and non-believers rich. If Allah makes the good guys poor, and all good guys are poor, and all bad guys are rich, then there will be no single good guy on the face of the earth. Everybody will become bad guy. So it's like Allah forcing them to be bad guys. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. So what is Ar-Rahman then? Ar-Rahman. Benefits, by the way, means mercy. Benefit means mercy. Because all these benefits we get are what? Mercy from Allah. This is when you get the rain, you say, it's mercy from Allah. You get the food, you say, Alhamdulillah, it's mercy from Allah. All right. And the day of judgment, you're next. Please put it away. And the day of judgment, so, in the day of judgment, judgment, is that right? Or there is an E here?
That's right.
That's right.
So, in the day of judgment, Allah will give mercy to only to the ones who deserve it. Which is the good guys.
Isn't it the ones?
The ones, yes. Thank you. So that's where, in the day of judgment. You got it? So Allah in the day of judgment is going to give mercy only to the ones who deserve it. So bad guys are not getting nothing but hellfire. You see what I'm saying here? So that's the difference. So when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman, he's the one who gives benefits and mercy. Benefits means mercy, right? He gives benefit to everybody regardless. He's a good guy or bad guy. So he does not discriminate. Good guys might get wealth, might get benefits. Bad guys may get benefits. Good guys may not be given benefits. Bad guys may not be given benefits. So basically they are unrelated. They are what?
Unrelated.
Okay. Or interrelated. Unrelated. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Allah's doing this in this life. How about the hereafter? He gives benefits only to the ones who deserve it, which are the good guys. Okay? Which is the good guys. Alright, so who can say this? Who can say this concept? Oh, by the way, before we forget, it says, we don't lose our free will. Or so that we're not forced.
Forced.
So that we are not forced to be good or bad. Or you can say, so that we are free to choose. Free to choose between right and wrong. Right and wrong. Okay? Alright. Now your homework is to go online and write the essay in an email and send it to me. Online, I give you points. I give you points that will help you. I'll give you points that will help you write the essay. Like, I consider the following point. Why Allah's, what is the name of Allah Rahim? Why Allah's supplying benefits to everybody? You know? So I give you points. And please, organize your thoughts. So a new thought goes in a new paragraph. I don't want to see random thoughts. Okay? All right. See you, inshallah, next week.
Next year, first question
about
Arabic class.
Do you have any homework
for that class?
Homework?
For Arabic.
Yes, it's online.
You need to check online.
No, but Lisa
said there's no homework.
No, there is homework, but you didn't see it. So I'm going to make it more clear. This is why I have your email. To email you the stuff.